Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More billionaires than Moscow and London. The Bay Area now has the third most billionaires in the world. For more, we're joined in studio by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. I'm not in the club. Who's in the club?
New York and Hong Kong still beats us, so it's nothing to be proud of.
Is it? But let me ask this real question. Is this something to be proud of? To have, you know, people so wealthy that the stuff the rest of us are dealing with doesn't matter to them?
Well, I think you can't conclude that it doesn't matter to them. If, let's say, Benioff is in that group, obviously it matters to him.
About Salesforce.
Yeah, Salesforce.
Hey, Phil, pull
Salesforce.
The microphone here, will you?
He's doing what he should do in terms of doing something with his money. And there are others who are doing
like
the same thing. Well, the hospital.
Okay,
for
you
example,
can give Zuckerberg.
The University of California Hospital, that's Benioff. And clearly, Zuckerberg does San Francisco General, another billionaire. So our billionaires are really playing the game.
Yeah, they're playing the game. And what are you doing Tuesday afternoon?
I'm the MC for the Salesforce opening.
Benioff Salesforce Tower opening, hosted by Willie Brown. Are you sure these aren't your relatives or something here?
Well, I mean, it's a reasonable question, right? I mean, you've been in politics your whole life. And once upon a time, the Rockefellers and people like that, the Carnegies, made it a point to raise everybody else up through lots of donations, not just one big building with their name on it.
Oh, yeah, they made a point. Kind of wait, Stan, you're leaving out half the story. First, they made a point of fleecing everybody for the money and then turning around and raising everybody
up. That's a point of view.
Well, many of the new persons of great wealth have absolutely no relationship and no history with what happens with the rest of the world. They're just new into the money through all of the innovations and all the incredible, wonderful, marvelous things that you have that Google gets and that all Facebook gets. I believe, however, that they will come around. That guy Daniel Lurie is doing Tipping Point, and he's affording them an opportunity on a regular basis to flow money, somewhat like United Way did at one time, somewhat the way Red Cross does it on occasions.
Yeah, but we have the unique, being the Bay Area in San Francisco, we have that sort of extra added charm of like saying, not only will we take your money, we will throw it back in your face. For example, Zuckerberg gave, what, $50 million for his SF General? And now we have nurses out there saying, take his name off it because it's disturbing.
Okay, stay with it. It was $74 million that he gave SF General, and he's offered to give more on an as-needed basis, and there's nothing wrong with that. And don't take the money if you're going to let me name it.
But at the same time, here in San Francisco, one of the big issues, supposedly, issues in quotes, is the billionaires buying San Francisco by London Breed, your candidate for mayor, saying that you and these billionaires have been running the shots and running the Google buses and taking over the town and turning it into an unaffordable place that's just good for them.
Well, you've got to know that the way in which we ended up attracting those so-called billionaires and those investors was Ed Lee and Jane Kim provided the first benefit to the group of people who relocated.
The tech tax.
In the mid-market area.
Tech tax
and
break.
Believe me, there's nobody running that doesn't embrace the idea of continuously expanding the opportunity for people to make their headquarters in San Francisco.
But we've always had this love-hate relationship with big money in the Bay Area, whether it's the Shorensteins or whether it's the Goldmans or whether it's the Schwabs or even Warren Hellman, who gave us festivals and museums, and the same, and also
and
save
garages,
the and garages and save the Giants.
That absolutely. But
what is your cut?
Wrong.
What do you
I'm
get from it?
I'm sorry that I'm not a member of the club, because if I was a member of the club, I would make each one of you happy by providing you with coffee every day.
That would be nice. You know what, Phil? We're going to hold him to that. If he ever gets in, we know.
No, that's about the level we're going to get from him is coffee.
I believe in affirmative action.
I had to cut him off there. That was not right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.